Do you have a microphone by your feet? Did you just kick it? What was that sound?
Is that Wade's demon?
Get a shock mount.
Is it rumble for you when I punch my desk?
I think. Isn't that what this is? Isn't this a shock mount?
How is it so rumbly through a shock mount? Is it touching your desk on the bottom? Because it sounds like it's resting on your desk.
Oh, it's because this was hitting the actual microphone.
Thank God I got this pop filter. You can't hear my peas at all.
You know, Wade, I swear to God, you would be the perfect Turing test for AIs because you would just, like, break their logic. They're just, wait, no, what?
Dude, look how gross this thing looks from the back.
Side note, I got the Vision. You can't see me, but I got it.
I got the Vision, as you blur.
Oh, you have a Vision Pro?
I do, yeah.
Oh, I have a Quest 3. That's basically the same thing, but plastic and not.
I'm telling you, man. I have the Quest 3, obviously.
Yeah.
I just want you to know my tabs are fire, heat colors, how many Brazil nuts per day, and vision.
Yeah, man. What's wrong with vision?
I don't know. Is it good?
Yes, actually, it's very good. The problems that people say about it are exactly true. It's very heavy. It's not comfortable to wear for a long period of time, but you want to wear it. Like, that's the craziest thing about it. It has the best pass-through I've ever seen. Typing in there, I don't use my fingers. I like being able to look at letters and go like tapping like this.
Tell me you tongue them. You tongue them.
I wish I could tongue them.
Change the trigger from squeezing your finger to.
Do you guys want me to call you in FaceTime in that thing? I can go get it. It's a nightmare.
Yeah, no, I am curious about that.
I mean, let me go get it.
Oh, I like 90% of this episode is you guys getting up to leave.
Hey, he's getting something.
Isn't that what you all have done every time?
Yeah, I mean, technically, but I didn't get anything for this. Hey, if Mark's not here, I'm just going to go, so.
You should, and you should come back and, like, peer in as he gets back. We should both be gone.
Yeah, no, we should both be gone. Aw. Next time.
What's your shirt say, Toad?
It's a Tool album cover, Toad.
I thought the font looked familiar. I just couldn't place it.
It's from a streamer that I watch, Sunfire TV. She plays drums and stuff on Twitch.
That's fun. Shout out to them.
He just did the shout out. You don't need to.
Hey, that's a private moment. You were supposed to be listening to.
Oh, okay. Fine. Sorry.
You were supposed to be in the other room.
I was going to be right here doing this. What do you mean?
We have to watch you FaceTime us?
Prepare for Mark to look awesome. Whoa.
He could go skiing. He could go scuba diving.
Yeah, I got to turn it on. It's not on. Hold on. How do I turn it on? I see darkness.
If you have to ask Mark, it's not going to work.
I think you have to unplug it and then replug it in. Nope, darkness.
I saw, you know what's funny is I saw a clip of Linus Tech Tips does a weekly like podcast show, and they had this exact same experience. He was like, I have a Vision Pro and got it out, and it's him and one other guy on the show, and he was like, you put it on and you try it out, and they couldn't get it to turn on.
Okay, I saw a little hum of light.
There, for them, it was dead. They needed to plug the battery into a wall.
Oh, yeah. I've only ever used it with, like, the plug-in, because the battery life is just terrible.
Okay, well, you sort that out. I actually do need to rebuy. Fucking, hang on. This is not a bit. I have a baby.
Well, it's you and me again, audience.
Hello. Hi. I'm here. What do you mean?
Well, you're kind of here. You're in your own little virtual world.
I can see you just fine.
I can't see you.
Yeah, you can. Where's my eyeball persona? Not even there. No, I can see you completely fine.
Why can't I see your eyes?
I don't know. Because they're horrifying.
Do you see anything?
Is this not the one that like shows your eyes like on the outside? It's really creepy.
It does, but it's not doing it right now. That's weird.
No, but actually, I see you almost just as clear as my normal eyes. Ding? The frick?
I didn't ding. That was not me playing a trick on you. It does look thick. That is a thick goggle.
It is. It's definitely more like the early versions of VR headsets than other ones. What's great is like you don't need to do this. My hands are on the table pressed, like I'm just going like this, but down there, and that's clicking. It works shockingly well.
If you're trying to pinch a nipple, it does do the job.
Let me call you.
I have horrible reception in my office, so I may be able to answer. We'll find out.
No, if you're on, it should work on Wi-Fi. Why did it not autofill you as a person?
I don't know. I think I'm a person, but I mean, that's a philosophical question of like, what even is a person? Okay, I got Tess.
Hi, do you see me?
I just see your step. Oh,
hi.
What is that?
Hello.
Can I share this?
There he is. Here I am. So I did.
Oh, hey, Bob's here just in time.
I only did the first try. I only did the first try of this. So I didn't refine it or try to prepare to make this perfect or anything like that. Hello.
Ah.
Hi, Bob. How are you?
Sorry, I heard a crash and then a scream, but we're good. He just had a little bonk. He good.
Okay, that's good. That's good.
That's
You see our friend?
Hi.
Tongues and stuff.
You know, he kind of looks like the painting in Ghostbusters 2.
Jesus Christ.
All right, I'm going to hang up so you don't have to look at me anymore. How do I hang up? I don't even remember.
Don't worry, I'll hang up.
Thank you.
I'll hang up first.
That's one of the big complaints I've heard about that thing is that there's no way to get out of full screen apps that's like consistent. There's no like exit app or home button or anything.
Yeah, you kind of got to go up here a lot and do this just to get to the home screen.
I feel like having to touch the thing, the headset itself, is just a weird, janky thing considering that the user experience is the core of the whole thing.
But if you think about it, like what really is amazing is the fact that I can do all of this. I'm controlling with this. My hands can be down on the table and I can still tap everything. I don't have to lift them. It sees my hands wherever they are. It's really good. I don't recommend buying it because...
I mean, it's too expensive, right? Like,
it's too expensive. There's not much to do, right? For my use case...
You're not editing videos in it?
Well, you can get it as low as $291.58 a month for 12 months.
Oh, that's almost nothing.
Almost nothing. Yeah, so for me, it works for my use case, which is like editing from my laptop in a place where I need a bigger screen and I don't have one. It's great for that. The remote desktop into a Mac is seamless, perfect, beautiful, and projecting the video looks like I have a theater-sized screen to work off of. It's incredible. I love that. But that's the only use I have for it, and it actually makes sense for me to do that because on the road, I've been on the road a lot and I've needed to edit. This is perfect for that.
While driving.
I bet I could.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's illegal.
I'm looking at you guys through these, and I forgot that I had this on my face. That's how good the pass-through is. I'm looking at you on my screen.
How's your periphery vision?
It's pretty narrow. Like, I can see maybe to about right there is where my peripherals come in. Like, just in.
I feel like that's peripheral vision is probably important to driving, so I wouldn't recommend driving with those.
You always looking out the corner of your eye? You don't have one of these modes?
Getting a Tesla, you just let it drive itself, right? That's the strat.
Yeah, pretty much. Two barriers of safety. That's safe sex.
Double condom. That's what I always do.
Or two whatever else there is.
Vasectomies.
Farewell.
Two vasectomies. Doesn't that just make it work again? You gotta have an odd number of vasectomies for it to be effective.
Three vasectomies.
Multiplying by negatives, you know.
Snip, 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 snip. Happy days. This episode is brought to you by Mint Mobile. No more overpriced phone plans necessary. Big monthly bills, unexpected overages, expensive, and outdated.
Or you could stay outdated. Vintage is in.
My old phone has the perfect patina of Cheetos dust and teenage stank.
Okay, I have a better option. Mint Mobile, for a limited time, they have wireless plans that include unlimited talk, text, and data for just $15 a month. Upgrade your plan today at Mint Mobile. For limited time, wireless plans from Mint Mobile are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. That's unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer, go to mintmobile.com/distractible. That's mintmobile.com/distractible. mintmobile.com/distractible.
$45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
I believe you, Mark. And I will say, it looks... I know it's heavy. It's all on the front, basically. It does look a little smaller than I would have guessed. Like, it doesn't look super small, but it makes the quests look kind of bulky.
Well, the problem is, why a big piece of glass? Why is it made of metal? Like, that's the issue.
Because cool Apple stuff.
Yeah. Like, okay, cool. It looks like a ski goggle. It's not better than the Quest. I think the Quest aesthetically looks nicer than this.
It will be soon, because right now, you're looking through China. Soon, you'll be looking through Wyoming.
That's true.
Have you seen Jerry Rig Everything tore one apart? You know, the front outside panel feels like glass. It's plastic. It's a plastic outer shell over, like, the little screen that's inside that shows your weird eyes or the little... I think that's what he said.
Maybe, yeah.
I only watched the video a couple days ago, but yeah, no, I don't know, man. Like, Apple's a funny company.
That's what Tim do. Tim do what Tim do.
Tim Apple does what Tim Apple does. You're right.
In two or three generations, when this becomes like what Google Glass was trying to do, when this becomes that, this actually will be a really cool product.
Two or three generations of that Vision Pro, or two or three human generations?
Well, two or three Vision Pro generations is probably something like 7 to 10 years from now. It's not an every year product. It's more like the AirPods or something, where they'll refresh it, you know, when there's something new to do to it.
Yeah, because this has basically every piece of technology we can make at this point crammed into this thing. You need advances in technology before this can really do any further in terms of quality or user experience. Because,
well, for $3,500 to $3,899, that's it should.
Yeah, I don't know the numbers or anything. I just get a sense that the Apple tax on this thing is a lot. I know they spent a long time refining the software side. I know the hardware is very high end. It's metal, glass, plastic, but whatever. Like, it's nice and it looks nice, but I just don't believe that $3,500 is... I feel like there's like a $1,000 upcharge on that.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And if it was lower, even by a bit, I might buy one, but it's just so, as desperately as I want to play with one of those, it's just not worth it. Like, there's no world in which that's worth it for me. It's crazy.
Absolutely. I would not recommend anyone out there listening buying this right now.
Until they sponsor us.
I've heard that they don't give these for free, even to, like, their super creators. So I don't think that they're just handing these out.
I don't think MKBHD got a free all matte black one.
Maybe him. I will say it is very cool. Being that I've seen VR progress from the first Oculus to being here, what is this, 10 years later? That's pretty cool. This is quite the leap. I remember how cumbersome and janky that was. And people are like, oh, it's not wireless. Completely wireless, untethered headsets, which this effectively is, even if the battery's outside. It's just like, instead of the battery being on the back, which probably would help.
I feel like it's not that long until a third party comes up with a mount and a different battery pack solution where you put the battery on the back of a strap of some sort, and it offsets, it balances the weight. It makes it way heavier, but it balances the weight. Yeah, but it's effectively wireless, but the wire seems annoying. It does seem annoying, but...
It is, but honestly, because it's on you, I don't care. Usually, if I had the Quest 3, I would have a separate battery that was in my pocket anyway, because battery life is not great.
The original Oculus headset came out March 25th, 2016.
So only 8 years ago.
And announced in 2015.
I missed my mouth. Okay, so I picked this up and I was looking to go here, but I misjudged the distance. So I was used to being able to pick it up.
No, imagine that being a pedestrian, you sinner.
What?
He's got the headset on. You have to talk louder.
Oh, sinner, drive nowhere, Nile-wild.
That's another criticism I've seen reviewers talking about is like the pass-through is really good, but the scaling of it gets wonky the closer you get to your face.
Yeah, it is a little odd.
And so it does affect your ability to like put things in your mouth accurately and stuff.
Like pedestrians.
Wait, can you, what do you have to do to make the eyes show on the outside? Can you make that happen?
I don't know. They're not doing it, which is very strange.
It's just black right now, right? There's nothing.
Yeah, if I go into the like the secret mode, I can't see what's on screen anymore. What does it do?
I love the interactions are either nipple pinching or like teasing it with one finger.
It's still nothing. Yeah, it's supposed to put up like a I'm not paying attention.
I'm fine with nothing. I don't mind nothing. I'm okay with nothing.
I know. I just want to see the terrifying fake markup. Guys,
I don't know. It's not there.
Well, make it.
I don't know how to make it. I can't see what's on the outside.
Look at the right thing and pinch its nipples, Mark.
Oh, I opened something. Okay. All right. Really, there's no apps. That's the other problem. It will be in a year or so. There'll be so many apps and great things to do.
I mean, this is not that different if you ignore the technological differences.
If you're just scrolling your Vision Pro app, eyes will show. But if you're immersed in something, it won't.
What?
Huh?
Well, I thought I was answering the question about why the eyes weren't showing. It says if you're just scrolling apps, it'll show. But if you're immersed...
That's the information Mark and I both knew already. It's just not working.
I tried to scratch my eyebrow. I can't get to it.
I was saying something. Oh, when the original iPhone launched, there was no app store. You got the apps that came on the phone. We're in that part, right? The iPhone, yeah. the equivalent of the iPhone 3GS will come out at some point where it's like a little refresh, but it's basically the same. And when we get to the generation that's the iPhone 4 equivalent, that's when stuff is going to really get spicy with this headset.
And I will say, I'm definitely paying for a toy right now. Even if I have a use case for it, it was way overpriced for what my purpose is. But when that niche case is there, like, it's going to be the only thing that can do this kind of thing. The Quest 3 can do a similar thing, but not as well. The immersiveness of just, I put my MacBook in front of me, I look at my screen, and it says connect, and boop, screen goes off, big theater in my headset.
It is cool. Make sure your eyes are open wide as possible. Mark, you don't have any eyelash extensions or glitter or rhinestones, right?
No, I don't think so.
I'm going to keep troubleshooting.
Thanks, man. Yeah, let me know. Oh, but they did say no porn on this. So, yeah, if you want this for porn, sorry, guys.
Not allowed or not able?
What, do they, like, put a school firewall on it and block the websites? How do they know?
I don't know. I haven't.
There's a Safari browser, right? There's a browser, right?
All right, I'm going to the browser.
Mark, go to a porn website, Mark.
All right, porn.com.
This is going to be the spiciest bonus content we've ever had. What if when you go to a porn website, it puts big boobs up on the front screen?
Oh
no, I can go. Oh no, I'm on a porn website.
Paint us a word picture, Mark. What category are we looking at?
Show us with your pinchy fingers.
It says celebrate Black History Month. And then also there's a lot of naked people having sex.
Well, that's one way to celebrate.
Yeah, I mean, everybody celebrates in their own ways, I guess.
Yeah, so I guess it doesn't block that.
They're just saying there won't be porn apps?
Oops! Oh man, I'm trying to close. Oh, it's bugging out. Oh man.
Oh man, I keep clicking on stuff accidentally. Oh no.
It's so weird because I'm incredibly paranoid about, like, this would never be something where porn is here and I'm on a call.
Yeah.
But you can't see it, right? You can't see it, right? You can't see it, right?
I wish that we could, because I'm questioning whether you're even actually doing it.
I was.
But... I'm going to believe you. I'm going to believe you that you did.
There's three dudes hanging out while one looks at porn.
So, oh God, I close Safari. I open it back up and it's still porn. How do I close a tab?
It's still porn.
How do I close it? I don't know how to close.
This is why they said no porn. Now you can't get away from it.
It's either no porn ever or always porn. You've chosen your choice.
Ah, okay. If you look up at the search bar, it'll eventually drop the tabs out and you can close it that way.
Just get rid of that porn. Real quick. Hey, there's video evidence of why you did that. I feel like that's fair.
No, it's gone. It's gone.
Oh, good. Leave no trace.
All right. But yeah, so I have this and it's very cool. Still wouldn't recommend buying it just yet. In a generation or two, maybe give it a look if the price comes down.
Mark, I think if they ever make a game for that, you should bring back Extreme Let's Plays and try and get a situation where you have a game panel, but you're also using pass-through, and you have to play a game while you're, like, riding your bike or something.
I would Parsec from my laptop or my desktop to my MacBook, have my MacBook with me, and I would die. Yeah, I would probably die. I don't think I could get my helmet.
Oh.
Not with that attitude.
Well, I guess I could put a helmet just on top, but I have, like, a full... Eh, it's fine. I'll just fall on this. It'll be okay.
Yeah, I mean, well, you got a big thing. That'll protect you. Probably
nothing sharp could shatter and hit you in the eyes.
What kind of crumple zones does the Vision Pro have?
Well, that's a problem, not designed with crumple zones. Yeah, it seems to be plaguing the industry these days.
We'll just put some padding in front of it, but try to make it as transparent as possible so you can still kind of see.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I didn't quite hear you, but I agree.
It's got the headset on. You gotta talk louder, Wade.
What I said was, I'm trying to be on the front, so you still kind of see, but then it's what I'm to do.
This is unrelated to anything, but have you guys ever seen that video of sailors on a submarine pranking another guy who's on the submarine with them? They have him on, like, a security camera type thing. They have a video feed, and he's down in, like, the engine room or somewhere where it's really loud, and he has, like, ear protection on. But then the guys just take their radio and they just go, blah, 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 blah. And the guy in the room is like, what? And they keep doing it, and every time he's just like, what? God damn it. Classic prank.
That will always make me think of Indianapolis when we were doing the You're Welcome tour, and that guy was yelling and you kept answering him.
Hey! I don't know.
Hey,
what are you doing?
Oh, I entered something. Oh,
a sweepstake. What you doing, Mark?
A sweepstake.
I was like just trying things, but everything went dark. Oh, it's a show, but it said it was immersive.
Are you watching Ted Lasso?
Oh, she is way too close.
What kind of show are you watching, Mark?
What the fuck?
No, dude, that is my least favorite VR experience. When you start an app or anything.
Oh, I'm on a rope!
When you start something or a video and it's way too close and you're just like, Ah, get away!
Oh, man, I had to figure out how to turn that down. Okay, this is pretty cool. What were we saying?
Yeah, that was so loud.
You gotta speak up. He's got the headset on, Wade. You gotta speak up.
He's watching his shows, catching up on his soaps while we're trying to get this bonus episode done.
Oh, what's he saying, Mark?
I was never high off the ground as a child. As something seems so far away, this is very pretty.
Is this you just admitting stuff, like, to a therapist, or is this the show?
He's, like, on a tightrope or something.
I think that's why I was always drawn to mountains and heights. Is this piracy, or am I gonna get sued?
We might wanna...
How do I get out of here? How do I get out of here? All right, I'm out.
Was it good?
It was very pretty, yeah. But it also started out with just, like, this lady who's obviously on these slack lines over mountains was just, like, right here. And I was like, jeez. And when you back away, you don't get any farther. So I'm like, anyway. All right, that's it for the apple. That's it. I'm done. I'm getting out. Hello.
Wow, he has eyes.
What's up?
Man, I'm sure glad you can hear us clearer now.
You have to speak up. He doesn't have the headset on anymore.
Oh, my bad. Mark, how are your Brazilian nuts?
I can't hear you.
That's not...
What?
Oh, my goodness.